Hello, friends, and welcome to Into the Word, a radio and online program committed to reading, loving, and living the whole counsel of God. I'm your host and Bible guide, Pastor Paul Carter.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet.
I want to talk to you today about how to begin a Bible reading habit in 2019. A lot of folks make resolutions at the start of every year, and that can be a really good thing, but as any gym manager can tell you, a lot of resolutions made on January 1st have been abandoned by February 15th. Most people make the mistake of thinking that their desire for the new habit will be relatively consistent and that it will be strong enough to overcome the difficulty and inconvenience associated with starting anything new. But for most of us, that simply isn't the case. Alongside of our desire and intention, we need to make some structural changes, and we need to identify some outside help and encouragement. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Here are a few hints, suggestions, and resources and encouragements that, by the grace of God, may be used to help you make and keep this important commitment. First thing I would say is this: you have to pick a plan. A number of years ago, a friend of mine lost about 35 pounds in a relatively short period of time. I was about 15 pounds overweight myself, so I immediately asked him, what plan did you use? Did you use the Atkins diet? Did you use the South Beach diet, the Maker's diet? And his answer stuck with me over the years. He said, it doesn't really matter what plan you use. What matters is having a plan and using it. The same holds true when it comes to reading the Bible. There are a number of really good Bible reading plans out there. Each one has various points in its favor. But as with weight loss, the magic is not in finding the right plan, but in using the plan that you find. I've been using the RMM Bible reading plan, named after pastor and author Robert Murray McShane, since 2012. If you want to read more about the features and benefits of the RMM plan, check out the article that I wrote about it a couple years ago. We re-released it today on the Into the Word Facebook page. The short version is that it is customizable to your reading speed and supported by a host of print and online resources. The RMM plan is the plan used by D.A. Carson. It's the one that he follows in his fantastic devotional book, the two-volume book, For the Love of God. It's the plan used by J. Alec Machir, John Stott, countless others. I highly recommend it. The End of the Word podcast actually follows the RMM plan and the two-year version in terms of our release schedule. Every year, I choose from either the first two columns or the last two columns, depending on where we are in the two-year plan, and release new podcast episodes to correspond with those daily readings. Now, of course, you don't have to use it that way. Lots of people just work their way through whole book series on their own in whatever time and schedule suits them. But we release the episodes that way to help people who are trying to keep up with the RMM plan. If you're trying to read two columns, if you're doing the two-year plan, or four columns, if you're doing the one-year plan, and there are a couple of podcast episodes available covering one or two of the assigned chapters for the day, that can be very helpful for commuters, for busy moms, for a number of people. So that's why we do it. That being said, there are a bunch of other great Bible reading plans out there. Justin Taylor over at the Gospel Coalition wrote a fantastic article a couple of years ago summarizing all the best Bible reading plans. And I have posted that article over at the End of the Word Facebook page this morning. You can find that. You can pick one from the list that works for you. Remember, the key isn't finding the perfect plan. The key is using the plan that you find. Second thing I'd say is that you have to set a regular time. Generally speaking, it is extraordinarily difficult to find time to do hard things. You will not fall backwards into Bible reading. You'll need to carve out space and time. If you're serious about doing this, you're going to need to rearrange your personal schedule. You need to wake up 20 minutes earlier in the morning. That means probably going to bed 20 minutes earlier at night. I do my Bible readings in the morning. I have five kids. Our house is noisy, and I'm coming up on 45 years old. So I get tired at night, and I just find that if I set the alarm in the morning, if I shave and shower, I can sit at my desk with a cup of coffee and have a level of alertness and devotional attention that I just can't find at any other point in the day. So that's my time. I carve it out. It means going to bed at a reasonable hour, And then it means waking up 40 minutes earlier than I otherwise would do, but that's my time. And my point is simply this. You will not find the time, okay? You just won't. You're going to have to make the time or give up the resolution. Thirdly, I'd encourage you to join a group. Like a lot of men my age, I need to exercise 2 to 3 times a week if I want to keep my weight under control. However, like a lot of men my age, I would rather not. I always seem to have an excuse for not getting in my exercise. To combat this natural tendency, I've just found it helpful to integrate relationships into my exercise routine. I play squash on regular rotation with several friends from the church. And I just find that I'm far less likely to bail on an exercise session when there's a friend waiting for me on the other side. My fear of disappointing people and my enjoyment of spending time with people results in more calories burned and fewer pant sizes gained. Knowing what makes me tick allows me to engineer the right incentives into my routine. That's what I'm saying. So it is with reading the Bible. Find out if your church has any small groups that support and supplement Bible reading. We've had groups like that in our church. We've also had them online, and people find them helpful. However you do it, a little bit of accountability in the mix, a little bit of relational motivation, all that adds up and helps you stick with the plan. That's one of the reasons also that we started the End of the Word Facebook page. That can be a place for you to engage with a group of fellow Bible readers. That can be a place for you to post comments, ask questions, link to articles that answer questions that you had as you did the readings. Make that a place where you can encourage other people and receive encouragement from them. That's what it's there for. Doing something in a group is always easier than doing it on your own. Fourthly, I would suggest that you start with a clean Bible. Most people are motivated by indications of progress. When I first started jogging, I was motivated by being able to keep track of my times. When I began, I was very happy to complete 3 kilometers in 20 minutes. However, after a while, I was motivated by seeing those times change. 3 kilometers in 16 minutes gave way to 5 kilometers in 30 minutes, and finally 10 kilometers in 50 minutes. Tracking that progress motivated me to carry on. Well, so it is with reading our Bibles. If you start with a clean Bible, you can track your progress with a highlighter and a pen. Every day when you complete a chapter, simply highlight what you perceive to be the important verses, the summary verses, the inspiring verses in each section of the text. Then use your pen to make notes in the margin or to star things for further thought and reflection. And over time, your Bible will change in appearance. You'll be able to watch it fill up with highlights and notes and reflections, and this will motivate you to continue. You will be bothered by those blank pages in Leviticus and determined to find something to highlight and appreciate. This will make you a more attentive and motivated Bible reader. I use the ESV Journaling Bible from Crossway. There are a number of versions of that. Some prefer the single column. I use the double column. Whatever version you're using, there's a lot of space there for notes, and it is motivating to watch that thing fill up over time. In fact, I just ordered a new one for 2019 because my old one is now filled up and I plan on giving it as a gift to one of my children. That's something special that you might find motivating as well. Fifthly, I would encourage you to be resilient and to be forgiving. Keeping resolutions is hard. Most of us know what we should do. We know what's good for us. We know what's important, but we struggle to follow through. As with losing weight, jogging, or anything else, so for reading the Bible. It's very hard to turn a good intention into a lifelong habit. But by the grace of God, in fits and starts, it can be done. The key is being resilient and forgiving. Don't quit because you find it hard or because you fall behind. Everything important feels hard at first, but then slowly but surely, if it's a good habit, it moves from being a duty to a delight. So it is with reading your Bible. Keep at it. You will come to love it over time. You know, some people balk at the word discipline, but I can honestly tell you, if it's a good discipline, over time it will become a delight. You are meeting with Jesus, right? I mean, we are in a relationship. If we're believers, we're in a relationship with the Christ of Scripture. So where do you go to develop that relationship? Well, you go to Scripture. You read it, you get down on your knees, you pray over it, you speak to Jesus, you hear him speaking to you, you speak back. And I'm just telling you, if it's a good discipline, and there's no discipline better than this, it very quickly becomes a delight, a soul delight. It becomes your favorite part of the day. Now, if you fall behind, My advice to you is not to try and catch up. I think that's a big mistake that people make. Just read the reading that is for today. It can be absolutely overwhelming to look at your plan and to realize you've skipped a few days. So now you have 18 chapters today to read to get back on track. Don't go there. Just skip forward and read what God has for you today. And that's another reason, by the way, to use a highlighter, because then you'll know what chapters you missed and you can hit them next time around. Just do this year after year. And even if you're only hitting it, you know, 4 days out of five, after a couple of years, you're going to have hit every chapter. You're going to have been through every part of the Bible and you're going to have seen that fill up and you're going to have the sense that you've made your way through the whole counsel of God. Be resilient. That's what I'm saying. And go easy on yourself. Great habits are not developed in a day. But this one's worth doing. It is worth failing and restarting and gradually building this habit into the grain and marrow of your life. Now, I know it's common among some Christians to disparage the practice of making New Year's resolutions, but a resolution is just a commitment to do what you know God wills for you to do. The Bible says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God," Colossians 3:16. So resolving to read your Bible is a good resolution. It's a good thing. Jonathan Edwards, as a teenager, resolved to study the scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently, as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same. Closed quote. I pray the same for you and for me in 2019. Thanks be to God. And thank you for listening to this special episode of Into the Word. We'll be releasing the whole book of Acts as well as our series on the book of Genesis to get you off and running in January of 2019. Watch for the brand new series on Job coming out in February, and we will keep releasing new material as time and opportunity permit over the course of this coming year. As mentioned, I hope you check us out on Facebook, where we have a growing community of Bible readers connecting together, sharing memory verses, daily encouragements, and conversation starters. I'd love to see you there. And I hope to see you again on January 1st, 2019, right here for another episode of Into the Word.